The Aardvark's Kettle, a site where time travel, birthday cards and web links coexist without anyone blinking. Honestly, respect.
Today we're covering a post from Kenneth that asks a big question and somehow ends up somewhere much stranger, touching on dreams, time and what it means when the past and future stop behaving themselves.
Let's start with the dream itself. The question on the table is deceptively simple. What's your biggest dream? But this post doesn't answer it the way you'd expect. It answers it by collapsing the boundary between dreaming and memory, and between memory and something that might actually have happened.
The post sets the whole thing up with a detail that's easy to miss. A dream forgotten on waking, then recovered 2 days later mid-conversation about time travel. The dream was that I had travelled forward in time and introduced my website to Prime Minister of the World. You see, this was the year 3136.
So the website survives to 3136. Most sites struggle to outlast a hosting renewal, so that's genuinely ambitious benchmarking.
What makes the post interesting is what comes next. The return to the present doesn't bring relief or disorientation. It brings a reclassification. The realization, stated plainly, is that it wasn't a dream at all. It actually happened.
That shift is doing a lot of quiet work. The post isn't framed as fantasy. It's framed as recollection, which puts the reader in an odd position. Do you read it as metaphor, or do you take it at face value?
And then there's the birthday card. A 61st birthday card arriving for someone who, as the post notes, wasn't 21 until last Tuesday. That's not a throwaway detail. It's the post's proof of concept. The timeline has already slipped.
The post ends with a direct invitation. Visit the site and click the link labelled Reality, which, given everything that just preceded it, is a word doing extraordinary heavy lifting.
It positions the website itself as part of the dream's logic. The site isn't just mentioned in the time travel narrative. It's the thing being introduced to a world leader in 3136. Clicking Reality is the post's way of folding the reader into that same question. What counts as real and when? A dream that turns out not to be a dream. A birthday card from the wrong decade. The post keeps asking what we trust as evidence.
Next time, perhaps the Prime Minister writes back.